The role of social proof in recruiting. One of the key principles of persuasion is a very simple yet very powerful concept known as social proof. What it means is that people are more likely to believe what someone else says about us than what we say about ourselves. It's the same idea behind advertisements that announce 4 out of 5 dentists recommend our brand. So the question is, what does this mean for the positioning of recruiters? How do you go about gathering social proof so that people will say you are knowledgeable, trustworthy, and that other people who are considering military service should do business with you? Here is how we recommend that you position yourself as a form of social proof. 1. Create your own recruiting blog on your organization's website. 2. Write articles for school and military-based newspapers and magazines. 3. Earn your certification as an impact selling system professional. 4. Ask the public affairs office to publicize your award-winning achievements in the base newspaper and send news releases of your achievements to the local newspapers. 5. Volunteer to speak at schools and other community organization meetings. Make your presentations informative on important subjects such as the value of education or training. However, do not make your presentation an advertisement for the Air Force Reserve. All of these will help you be positioned better than the next recruiter. There's also social proof as it relates to what happens during the sale. What if you showed a lead or applicant a book of letters from happy, satisfied unit members in your organization? How about having your leads and applicants talk with those same happy, satisfied unit members? The idea is that the people you've already recruited can make a lot more accessions for you if you build a loyalty ladder. You climb that ladder one rung at a time. The first step is to take someone from being a lead to becoming a qualified lead. The next steps are to turn them into an applicant, then a qualified applicant, then into a unit member. From there, they become an advocate for you. And if they are really pleased with their experiences in the Air Force Reserve and working with you, they reach the top of the ladder and become a zealot. Zealots are the people who go out and tell people about you. You may be familiar with this. This was the original Walt Disney philosophy of marketing, and it's very simple. You must be so good at what you do that people who come and see what you do will come back again. Then they will tell other people to come and see you. What's the difference between an advocate and a zealot? Advocates will give you referrals when asked to do so. However, zealots will bring you referrals without you having to ask. If you're going to successfully deliver the message that promotes the Air Force Reserve, you must remember that people pay attention to someone whom they perceive as having something important to say to them. The more you're perceived as having something important to say, the more likely you are to be well-positioned. Below are some suggestions for improving your positioning when you're face-to-face with a lead or applicant. First, be sure to get a written endorsement from every satisfied unit member you've recruited. To make this work, you must complete 2 specific tasks. 1. You must have a systematic approach for actually asking for these letters. The best ways are usually to write a note, send an email, make a call, or visit in person and ask for the letter. 2. You have to make sure that unit member is absolutely 100% satisfied. A common question we hear is, when is the right time to ask for a testimonial letter? The answer is, when you are sure the unit member is satisfied with the Air Force Reserve experience. For some unit members, it could be when they complete basic training. For others, it might be a year from now, after they've been attending a number of drill weekends. It will vary with each person. The best way to find out if someone is satisfied is to ask them how things are going with respect to their experiences as a member of the Air Force Reserve. Their answers and the tone of their voice will tell you whether or not they would be a good candidate to talk with your leads and applicants. Secondly, make sure that you carefully screen and select the endorsements you receive. The letter written on your behalf should clearly state positive things about the unit member's experience in working with you and as a member of the Air Force Reserve. You want to see words like knowledgeable, honest, patient, caring, enthusiastic, expert, etc. in the body of the letter. If a letter contains numerous grammatical and spelling errors, spots, or spills, you probably shouldn't include it in your library of testimonial letters either. Even letters that are addressed to other Air Force Reserve recruiters but focus on the positive aspects of service in the organization can be used by any recruiter. Don't be afraid to suggest to your fellow Air Force Reserve recruiters that you share the letters that all of you receive. Handwritten letters are okay if the handwriting is legible. However, typewritten testimonials are recommended since they generally present a more professional appearance. Third, treat your endorsements with dignity and respect. If you've ever had someone try and use a form of social proof that's been photocopied and it looks less than professional, then you know that won't go very far. Treat the letters you receive with the same dignity and respect that you would treat the same unit member if they were standing in your presence. We recommend placing your testimonials letters inside plastic protective covers or posting them in frames on walls in your office. Fourth, try to directly involve happy, satisfied unit members with your leads and applicants. Actually have them talk to each other. If a unit member you recruited is willing to talk with a leader applicant and you're not there to oversee or intervene and they can have a free-flowing conversation and neither one of them feels put out, it demonstrates tremendous credibility on your part. Here's how you do that. Prepare a list of current unit members, preferably ones you've recruited, but that's not mandatory, who will agree to be contacted by your current leads and applicants. There are two things to remember. First, tell these unit members that you will rotate them off the list regularly, so they don't feel like they're on there forever. Perhaps say, I'll keep you on the list for 3 to 6 months. Chances are, you may not be called at all. However, if you're going to be called, it may only be once or twice. That's it. Second, tell them you will advise them as to when they can expect to be contacted. Be sure to ask your leads and applicants if they intend to contact any of these people. If they say yes, then tell them, I hope you don't mind, I'm going to call that person so they can anticipate your call, only because I want him or her to be able to be prepared. Tell your unit members to remember why they told you they were satisfied in the first place, and tell them they should be open and honest about the experiences they've had with you. Fifth, remember that experience justifies belief. In some cases, your lead or applicant will want to have a trial or test of the Air Force Reserve lifestyle. Remember, people like to take small steps before they take big ones. So remember, unit visits can be justified. If you're going to have a unit visit, ensure the experience is neatly planned and monitored and that outcomes are evaluated correctly. For example, if the lead or applicant indicates they'd like to see the equipment they might be working on if they accept a position in aircraft maintenance, you can arrange a tour of the maintenance facility, preferably hosted by a satisfied unit member. Before you set up and conduct the tour, ask your lead or applicant something like this. If you find that the equipment you would be working on lines up with the training you're looking for, will you be ready to continue processing? You should receive a yes answer, unless there are other objections that you haven't uncovered. Following the justification provided by the unit visit, fully expect your lead or applicant to commit. Why? Because the opportunity you are offering has met that test. Your leads and applicants have experienced the Air Force Reserve, and now they believe it and they understand it. Social proof is powerful. Utilizing witnesses is powerful. You have to be in a position to understand how to use both of them, not only to position yourself before the sale so that you get the most positive, receptive hearing, but also how to utilize the social proof offered by your witnesses during the sale.